small thing that to become a slave to him, that is to go to hell. It is better to go to hell than to reign in hell than to serve in heaven, the Satan told. Better to reign in hell than to serve in heaven. That's the opposite. Krishna lost. That is a very dignified position. That is real position of yourself. The most dignified. That is to be one with Krishna, of one interest. He will look after you. As much as you are given to him, his concern is to look after you to that degree. But this is really fusion. The nature of fusion is such. There is faith, a faith in God, there is an imagination. When it comes in reality, in the transaction of your giving itself, you shudder. Oh, then what degree of faith you have got for him? It is a passion. A faith of a passion, not faith. Gold, holy gold, gold, holy gold. Karmanye bhavikaraste ma phaleshu kadachano ma karma phalahetu dhu. Don't entangle with the result. Because it is in the hand of the infinite. Your contribution infinite is little more. And you want to control the whole infinite by your small contribution. You are so foolish. Remove this folly from you forever. That your smallest contribution that will control the whole infinite. Such a fool you are. So never think of the result. The result is the resultant of so many forces in the world. So karmani eva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachano. Never in the consequence of your contribution of your, the point of labor. So ma karma phala hetu bhu. Never connect with yourself with the result. Do your duty. Never connect with the result. Ma te sangasta karmani. That does not mean that you will disconnect with karma, with contribution, with your duty. Because you do not, the result is not within your fixed. Never go that side. Great danger. This is devotion. The very basic principle of devotion is here. Another side, Ahami sarvayajnanam bhukta chatusubriya. It is me who is the enjoyer of everything in this world. I am that principle which can absorb the whole production of the whole empire. I am so and so. But I am your friend. Don't be afraid that an injustice may come to you. Suridam sarva bhutanam gatvaman. Only when in this attitude you can live, you will be peaceful, you will find peace appropriate to your position. You will get the maximum. That is the clue. That is the key to life. Do you follow? Any unreasonability?
No. Just one. Sometimes the Mart commander. Sometimes the Mart commander will use this. He will say that you are a slave, and you have to do what we say. No questions asked. So what is the case there?
Well, that is a relative and absolute consideration always. If he is in a right position, superior position, then it is all right. But it is a, if it is a bogus, then we have to avoid. I must appeal to my clear conscience, with my sincere understanding within, my master within, Chaitanya Guru, something else. If I feel that he is hypocrite, he is not sincere, true to his thought and work, then I shall avoid that. If he finds that he is a true, then of course I shall approach more intensely towards his direction, that this is the nectar. Else I have got such guidance to take me up and higher sphere. That is a boon. If I go to get guidance, real guidance, proper guidance, that is to be very fortunate in our life to get a proper guide. No other higher fortune can be conceived than to have a good guide, real guide. That is our best wealth in life. Sadhusanga. Satsanga Sivudhijnidam. Sangsarishmin khanad dhopi satsanga Sivudhijnidam. For a moment, if you can come in contact with the real sadhu, it is like jewels in this world. It is a jewel. Even it is for a moment. That is rarely to be had. Sivadhi means jewel. Satsanga, Sivadhi Nirang, Panadhavi, proper guidance. The stress of my home, I am wandering like a madman, proper direction towards my home. One who can give, he is my dear friend. That is the real jewel in the world. That intimation for my home. To take mine in my own real position, desirable position, that guide. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
What is the proper conception of Kartabha Buddhi?
That is the responsibility is in him according to his stage. He will gather from scripture, from sadhu, all these things, and the adjustment. Otherwise, what can be there? He is responsible ultimately for him. His previous experience, his sincere hankering that is acquired by his previous activities, that sukriti, knowledge, bhakti. Bhakti samjataya bhakti. Bhakti produces bhakti. Nothing else can produce bhakti. Bhakti can produce bhakti. So whatever little experience he has got, in every point of life we are facing such problem as you are. In whatever line you want to approach to make progress, this the common, your what you say, that will be the common difficulty. And you will cross. Mahi kadlānu kuchkaschit durgatim tāpagacchati. If I am sincere to myself, none can do any harm to me for a long time. And the small time also, because something was anomaly with me, so I am detained for some time, my progress is detained for some time, and I take that way. If I want, if I am sincere, none can oppose in this world. He is there, his vigilant eye is everywhere. The bad agents, good agents are also there under him. Das Goswami says, when I am in great danger, cry aloud for the help of the Vaishnavas, the centenaries appointed by the Lord. Pathapati Betikarai. They are going, traveling to a way, and there are so many Pathapati, Bhakpat, who falls on the travelers and robs them. What is
these rogues?
The other day you told that?
Rogues.
Not only rogues, in different. They are plunderers. Plunderers and on the way. When plunder comes to rob you, they will cry for help from outside. So kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsarjo, and so many other things to disturb the traveler, the one is going towards the domain of Krishna. Then they will cry, and they are the sentinels, the Vaishnavas are there, they will cry. They will come to the help. The Vaishnava, the Guru Vaishnava, by their, if we cry aloud for their mercy, they will at once, their idea will come within our heart and help to do away, to drive away all those undesirable elements that hinder our progress. Nahi kalyanu kuskaschit durgatim tato gacchati. That light should always be kept in our heart. If I don't like to deceive me, none can deceive me. There is the Lord. I am the party. That privilege is given to me, and the misuse of that, that is the, in the bottom of the all sorts of danger. Otherwise he is there. He won't allow others to rob me unlawfully. With my participation, cooperation, whatever little it may be, that is at the bottom of all evils, privilege. So, the sadhus in advance say they only blame their own self. They don't waste their energy to blame others. No time. Only blaming his own self. You are so magnanimous, so great, and I am so low. That is the tenor of their thought, general tenor. I am low, rest of the low, and you are greatest, noblest of the noble. That is the royal road, the approach for the Vaishnava. Hare Krishna. The other one is teaching one hello. Gold, hurry, gold, copper, bad, 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 generation.
Considered Madhurjalila. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu O Darja Lila, what is the specific, you know, like, difference or characteristic of the
Madhur Jodhira in past tense was in a limited circle. And when that is planned to for distribution on the outside, then the color of Udarjo comes. Within Madhurjo within, and the attitude of distribution. That is outside, added to that. Udarjo. Udarjo is not independent of Madhurjo. The Madhurjo is there. The distributing, what the distributing what? The highest thing. When the attitude of distributing the highest thing, that is all that. And that is also the eternal. Every past thing's eternal. With the eternity, everything is eternal. Not born in particular time. It's coming from eternity and it will go on for eternity. Only limited circle. We are very inquisitive to know the birth and the death. Because we are accustomed with that thought. But in the land of eternity, it is astonishing that how a thing is born and again dies. Okay? There is no question, but that everything is eternal. No question of death. So death is a strange thing there. End, beginning and end, unknown to that land, that plane. We are very eager to cast in our historical experience within the history. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Our Guru Maharaj told once that boatman in ancient time, generally the trading was through the boats. Big boats are used for trading purposes. So those that are in charge of that sometimes they had to, with the rope, with the help of the rope, tied with the mast, they used to draw two or three drawing when the boat is passing against the current. They are engaged to draw the boat. Then one of them has got some thorn within his foot. He thinks, if I become rich, then I shall pave the way, make the way pakka, so that no thorn can penetrate in my in my soul. I shall arrange to for the pavement of the road where we have to draw. But he can't conceive that he become rich, then the drawing won't be necessary at all. The drawing of the boat, this sort of labor would not be necessary if he becomes rich. He becomes rich. No question will be of drawing. But in his former position, in his present position, he thinks, if I become rich once, then I shall construct the ways through which to draw, by which to draw the boats. No thorn can enter into the soul. But I can't conceive that if I become rich, then no necessity would be. For there are so many problems here. When we attain that position, these won't arise, these questions won't arise at all. There is only meant for this mundane. Another he told that one who is born in the darkness of a prison house, born, then when grown up, he is there in darkness, everything to be seen with the help of light. Then if come a man coming, he is outside, "Oh, you come, I shall show." If the sun, "Yes, let me take the lantern." "No, no, to see the sun, no lantern is necessary. But you are befooling me. Nothing can be seen without the help of the lantern." "What do you say, fool? I want to be, I would like to be befooled by you." Then he will to snatch him from there, forcibly take him, "See the sun." "Oh, is it so?" Something like that. Atma purigyanam ayu vivadu jastiti nastiti vidatmu nishtha bhattho pinayu paramita punshan matta paramishtya dhiyam salukat. Atma purigyanam ayu, full of life, self-effulgent Atma. Does not require the help of anything else to study, to understand that. Parigyanamayu, sarvatru gyanamayu, the mass of light, mass of consciousness, parigyanamayu, vivado jastiti nastiti. So, the Atma exists, soul exists, at some sense not exist. Why this question is here? He asti, he nasti. Surely it is absent, it does not exist. Another party, it is, she exists surely. He asti, he nasti. Vidatmanishtha, that to be, this is useless. Why? Because it is confined in a particular section. That to be, no above parameta. This is useless till this sort of contention, quarrel won't cease. Why? Na, natthopi naivu parameta. it has got no end. It will continue. And some say, no, it is. And some say, no, it is not. It will go on. No? Matta paramishtadhyam saluka. Only for those, that section, who has deviated from my consciousness as well as his own consciousness, self-consciousness, God-consciousness, and as well as self-consciousness. To them, the question whether it is or it is not. But those that are in self-consciousness, they will be conscious that Atma is there. And those who are in God-consciousness, they will also see that there is God and there is soul. That's where the those that has not eyes, this so many insects without eyes. Kunchika. Kaicho ki ki bale? Lam. Kaicho gula ingi ki. Aspid is kunchika. Lengdi.
Centipede.
He has got no sense, only touch. Only touch, no eyes.
Artwa.
For them, no sun. No, there is no sun for them. No eyes, no sun. No eyes, no sun. So, matta paramishtadhyam saluka. Deviated from God consciousness and necessarily self consciousness. But then the question, the doubt, but they are already in God consciousness and self consciousness. No question, no quarrel amongst them within that society. So in the particular group, they are quarreling. Those that have no idea at all, no experience. So man who is born and brought up always in darkness, he is habituated to see anything with the help of the light. To him the sun will say, oh, we must take the light to see the sun. It will be in his case. Those are already there. It is ludicrous. It is ludicrous. They are in that self-consciousness of God. Feeling, experience, direct experience. Atma parijnanamayo vivado dhasti ki nasti ki vidatmanishtha. Vartopi naivo parame tapunsam matta paramishtha dhyam chaluka. Vinu Goswami has quoted all these things in Sandarbha. This is the medicine for the atheist. If the atheist has come to argue, make argument, then this is the weapon. Deviation from me first, and the effect of that, consequence of that, deviation from self-consciousness, samandha gyan, eliminating me, to see one's own self, that is not the complete estimation of vision. Partial, not proper. So, like the light of the sun, we can see ourselves also, and the outside. Knowing is possible. If he withdraws himself, then nothing can be seen, nothing can be felt. No experience is possible if he withdraws. If sun withdraws, everything is dark. Of course, if there is no moon or stars or any other light. And also, other lights, the source is the same, that of the sun. I have produced the candle light, I have produced such light, that light as a whole cannot be seen. Light comes out.
We all came from Krishna Lok. Originally we came from there. I was having to listen at the temple, you know, there was a question why we were born here, why, where we come from.
Generally, he comes from Brahma Loka. Tatastha Shakti. You have read in Bhagavad Gita, Jiva soul is my Parashakti and the world is Aparashakti. The combination of both has given us this world. There is within the Jiva Shakti and outside the Aparashakti. Combination of two potencies has made this world to us. Avarayam, itastvanyam prakitim vidhime param, jivabhutam mahabahu, jayinam dhajati yara. This material world is man's, the parashakti, the principal potency, has entered into the lower potency and is making it moving, has made it moving one.
So you come from Brahmaloka?
Its original position is Brahmaloka. That is Tatastha means.
Because what is wondering is Krishna.
Krishna Loka is far above. Brahmalok and Sivalok, Vaikunthalok, in this way, Ayodhya, Dharaka, Mathura, Vrindavan, Vajeshan. Gradually up are going up. According to the degree of Rasam, Anandam, it is measured. What is high, what is low, it is measured by the standard of ananda, both in quantity and quality. Rasu Vaisha. Ras, Sukh, ecstasy, anandam. The utility of anything or the superiority of anything should be measured by that standard only. It is universally admitted that we all hanker after Anandam, Rasam, Sukham. None will say that I don't want happiness. no one. Everyone is trying hard to get maximum joy. This is admitted by the extensive section. So, in whatever way one is moving, he thinks that joy I shall go in, greater joy I shall get from here. But they are erroneous, maybe error, and so the reaction. Proper guidance is necessary. How we can get the joy of highest quality and the quantity. And the measure has been considered accordingly. This material happiness is trifle, so it is rejected. Then spiritual are only pertaining to jiva soul, that the lower type of spirit, that is also limited, and the higher type of a spiritual existence can emanate highest quantity of joy and of higher quality also. So the question of Brahma, the Paramatma, Narayan, Vasudev, Narayan, Ramachandra, Narakesh, Mathuresh, and Brijesh, Mandananda, Radhika Raman, in this way it goes. Those that are exclusively given for scientific search of rush, they come to pluck together by the expert of that department. I want rush, Rasu Visha. I want rush, your purest rush, highest type of rush I want. So the elimination and acceptance. Sadhana means elimination and acceptance of the new and the rejection of the old. The progress of sadhana means that.
Maharaj, the jiva shakti is from tathashta loka. So what determines what ras the jivatma develops?
Jivatma, by his pre-adaptability, he can develop and entering into maya, this plane of exploitation, a lower type of ras, that is bhikkhata, that is ras. Bhikkhata means, what is bhikkhata?
Perverted.
Yes, perverted. And with the cooperation of the same free will, if we mix with that of renunciation, then some weak self-experience of his own soul, and that is when merged into that, nothing remains. And similar, just as he has got adaptability to the plane of exploitation, he can adopt the serving attitude also, get the influence of the plane of education, and thereby he, if he goes, he will find a different type of rasa he will feel, and the next brother in this way. Adaptability, the consent. First participation is of the consent. And then is helped by the upper or the lower agents. In this way, the connection and development. And one center, life together, goes on that where the guru is staging here and the proper search there.
So the jivatma is normally shantaras, brahmalok?
That is not considered shanta. Shanta means a positive association with the higher. That is shanta. But no such association he has got in brahmalok. In brahmalok, almost like sajujya. Self-consciousness, not arrogant there. Very feeble, not workable. Only through push, very feeble self-consciousness, freedom. Very meager. Anyhow, there is the two opposite things, exploitation and dedication. And the meeting place is there, very fine, in the marginal potency. Marginal potency. And we are told that from there, general jiva comes.
Maharaj, we also hear that the spiritual body is eternal. Spiritual body is eternal.
Right.
So, when does that? That means that it is already developed, also in Brahmalok.
Of course, huh?
It is developed there.
Brahmalok as a whole is eternal. Mm. You say here also Maya is eternal. The underworld. Particular potency undeveloped. That is also eternal. The possibility. Finite is eternal, infinite and finite. Both combined makes the absolute. That is eternal. Maya is eternal. The Shakti. But the development is not eternal in one sense. That is changing. But changing, this change is also eternal. So in that sense, everything is eternal. Limitation within unlimited.
The spiritual body, which the living entity develops, does that begin? Does the development begin? From Brahmalok, when it
goes. The real spiritual body does not depend on the development of the Gan. It is depends on the real development in the light of dedication. Mm-hmm. Because Gan is almost impossible. For a speck, for a drop, to get the knowledge of the whole, that is impossible. Mm-hmm. Only it can give its own quota to the contribution of the, in the activity of the whole, participation. So Gyan Sunna Bhakti. That is a futile attempt. That is also a disease. That is also a tendency of a particular disease. Gyan is also a class of disease to the soul. Because runs after phantasmagoria. What is impossible, he is running after that. Being a particle, he wants to hold the whole within his mouth. It is impossible. While the goose is chasing. So Gyani Prayasam Udopasya. Hatefully we must cast away our spirit of searching. The knowing about the whole. There is useless, that's it. It is impossible. So don't waste your time in quest of the whole knowledge. Whatever little is necessary, you get that and go on with your service. By service you thrive, not again. Six to be masters of the environment, but it is not possible. You cannot be master of your environment. Never.